Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Joining me right now, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, credit to Minnesota State. They are a much improved hockey team compared to the years past that we've watched them play. And they had a lot more energy here today than even yesterday. How tough were they to hold off?
Absolutely. Kelly, certainly give that outfit credit. They came in and they played extremely well. And you know, we talked about that beforehand, knowing that they're playing with a lot of confidence. So I often think of my good friend Buzz Olson. Times like this, he said, nobody ever said it was always going to be fun. Nobody said it was always going to be easy. So we just got to keep. We got to dig ourselves out of it. That's the bottom line. I told the group, we did a lot of good things today. I thought we had a really good first period. Unfortunately, second period, it's breaks, bounces, but, they earned them. The first one, Tina tips it in, and then they get a high deflection on a shot where Tina was down and couldn't move. So you're in a hole 2-0 after two, and I thought we had a good push there in the third, had some chances, power play, had some looks, pucks hit bodies. And then obviously we're pushing. They capitalize at the very end there for a couple. So,
speaking of Tina Campa, how is she doing? I know she left the ice, went directly to the training room. Any updates?
It's gonna be day by day. Obviously, Tina's as tough as they come. So, just a warrior. She just displays so much courage all the time, and no question she's hurting if she can't come back.
Your team, you mentioned the energy yesterday after that game, and you said you needed to bring that a lot more energy here today. That third period, your team got off to a great start. They just weren't getting any lucky bounces there out in front of that net. Calafranca put up some good saves, but talk about the energy there in that third period.
Well, yeah, you're down, obviously, and that was the whole point. We just said we got to get pucks deep. We got to have our D work to position. We got to throw everything we can at the net, and I thought we did that. To be honest, I thought our first period was really good too, Kelly. I thought we had a lot of energy. I think we outshot them in the first period, which we hadn't done that in four games to any opponent. So, we took that as a positive. We were getting more pucks to the net. Obviously getting that first one would have been huge, but they took advantage of a power play and got one. So. But overall, yeah, I mean, like I told them, our compete and our battle level, our energy level was good. I said, now we got to keep grinding. I mean, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You got to find ways to get pucks in the net.
Well, you've got St. Cloud State next weekend. How do you prepare your team? You'll be playing on a bigger sheet of ice.
Yeah, well, we'll just, we just got to take the rest of the weekend and really important, obviously, with classes back and students back, just making really smart choices and got to make sure we keep our bubble as tight as possible now that the student body's coming back and you're back to classes. But, we'll start Monday and, we'll get ready. That's what I said. It's really, really important that we attack every practice because that's the only way you're going to get better. I just reminded them that it's a process and we're going to be a much better team in February than we are right now, but that only happens if you come to work every day and really, really push. But I told them this group of 26, there's no doubt in my mind because they have each other's back. They support each other so well, and they're going to keep grinding.
Well, we'll hope for better things next weekend. I'll see you in St. Cloud. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Head Coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Again, a 4-0 win for the Mavericks, and –